How much longer are you going to pretend to be sleeping, mortal? You should know better than to think, even for an instant, that you can make a fool of me. You know who I am, and you do best to not insult me. I can sense your excitement for me merely by my presence alone. Your heart was quickening from the moment I entered this room, as you lay there, waiting for my first word to hang on to. Did you really think I wouldn't be able to smell your sweat slowly beginning to soak your pillow and the sheets on which you lay? You didn't mean to pretend to be sleeping. Oh, is that right? But that's exactly what you did, isn't it? I suppose you thought mendacity was a clever way to protect your pride, didn't you? And even now, when I've called you out on it, we both know how much I hate deceit and how little time I'm willing to waste on anyone who would dare to take away mine intentionally. Be thankful you still have a pulse for now. Lie to me again over something so petty, and I'll snuff out your existence in a way that lacks pleasure for the both of us, but undoubtedly more so for you. Now, let's get to the heart of the matter, shall we? I've sensed you watching for me at all hours of the night, waiting for me. You've been wishing for my return for months now, haven't you? Even after all this time has passed, I can sense your longing for me. The minute you lie here awake, slowly and painfully, dragging into countless hours. You know, insomnia is a slow way to die, to gradually lose your sanity to the depths of your very own mind, unable to sort itself out. And yet you choose such a fate voluntarily. Do you lack the will for something as simple as self-preservation? No. Are you sure about that? You wish both for my return after your own life was spared, and by passing up sleep altogether. You hunger for me in order to satisfy me. Tell me, human, what makes you think I care at all what your wants and needs are? My pleasure comes from satisfying my own needs. And still, here you wait for me, a bringer of death. I've haunted the dreams of countless others for centuries. People tremble with fear when my name is mentioned. Yet night after night, week after week, month after month, you've yearned for me to come back here, to come back for you. Your life was in my very hands, and yet I gave it back to you. Something most don't have the luxury to say, because they're already long dead and forgotten. Why didn't I drain all of you that night? Don't be coy, mortal, and don't taunt me. Or are you disappointed that you still breathe, even after you worked so hard for me in order to remain alive? Your rosy cheeks flushed with the blood that keeps your heart still beating. Your lungs still full of air. We both know why you were left to breathe as you do now. Why you were spared. And I feel no shame in admitting that you appeased me more than most. And you endured the many, many games I played with you until dawn. And as promised, you kept your life for giving me what I wanted. And now here you are, not living it to the fullest. Something you pleaded with me that you desired more than anything, but instead wasting your life yearning for me to come and feast on your very own source of existence, solely for my own sustenance and delight. Do you think that the minority of others who I have been with and who have been granted a pass to endure this cruel world for many more years to come, sit around pining for another night with me, a concubine proclaimed by and for Satan himself? It is a request for another dance with death, in essence. Does your life mean so little to you now? And to think that you pleaded with me that it meant so much to you. How you had so much left to do, so much to live for. How embarrassingly pathetic for you to beg so desperately for something now that will undoubtedly cost you your life. After all the ramblings about creating a meaningful existence for yourself, is it stupidity or something else? Yes, something else entirely, isn't it? A need to serve. A need to appease. Or more honestly, a need to be used at all costs. How cute. So what do I do with you now, then? Your need for me is pitiful, yet flattering. You should be counting your blessings, and yet here you are, begging for a second after dark special. What makes you think you can withstand me a second time? I'm glad you're being honest with yourself. You don't know if you will live, but you want to try anyway. Is that right? You're a fascinating specimen, aren't you? You're literally begging for me to drain the life out of you. And you've given up living for the sole purpose of letting me do just that. I'd be so unbelievably cruel to let you endure an existence where year after year you're filled only with the longing for my return. Even if you did survive a second night with me, your eagerness to please me would only grow, wouldn't it? And I can't spend my time completely unbound to a man so long as you desire me in such a way, because it's clear we have some sort of connection after I've been filled up with so much of you, so much of your energy and life force pulsing inside me, running through my veins and giving me the nourishment I so desperately need and crave even now. So, my sweet, devoted little mortal, are you truly ready to relinquish your life? There is no going back. Should you answer yes, so answer carefully. And know this, I won't show you any mercy. I will drain every last drop of your soul so that it may be absorbed into me. I have other things to spend my time on, and so many other people too. Devour. I am a murderess, after all. What will it be then? What is your decision? So you do wish to sacrifice your life for my own enjoyment and pleasure. To nourish my body with your energy, and to let you live on deep within me, absorbed into the very life source that keeps me alive. Then so be it. I will not stoop so low as to plead for you to hold on to your life when you're offering it to me so readily. On your feet, mortal. Stand up and walk over to me now. I will taste the value of your vitality so that I know just how long I can play with you before I consume every single drop of it. Good. Good. No. What? Don't look at me like that. Don't pull your hair so you expose your neck properly to me if I want to. Did you think I'd be gentle with you? Don't be mistaken, human. We may have a connection, but that is why I'm here. To sever it. Now, give me your neck to taste. Your lack of sleep, your energy still tastes so divine. Even if it's lacking in quantity. Good then. That means I get to enjoy this at least. Take off your clothes quickly. Good boy. Now, get on your knees. You're going to watch as I take off all of my clothes. You still watch me with so much devotion. I can tell that you truly do worship me. It's a shame I can't let you live. Men who would give up their own pride, an ego, in order to satisfy me so completely, and who are unashamed about looking at me with such reverence. Are true treasures of this miserable world. But I will remember you all the more, and perhaps with a bit of adoration for being so forthcoming and honest with me about your feelings. I can pinpoint your life energy pulsing through my veins as we speak. How exciting. Now, when I say, I want you to show me your devotion and dedication once again, mortal, you will kiss me from my feet all the way up to my neck. You are allowed to stand when necessary. And when you get to my thighs, my pussy, my nipples, and finally my neck, you will take your time there. Stimulate me with that godlike tongue that I know you have. I give you permission to use it how you want this time, but don't disappoint me, or your life will end swiftly. And I know you want it to last for as long as possible, don't you? Good. Good. Then start. wouldn't say I missed your lips and your tongue. But your skills with them are something I certainly don't come across that often, unfortunately. I guess that's one of the many reasons why this world is such a disappointment. Still, there are luxuries and value to be found, I suppose. Your mouth is one of them. After all. And it feels so good feeling you kiss and lick up my legs. Soon, you will be at my thighs. Give it your all, human, for I will be the last thing you taste in this world before you perish from it. Oh, it feels so good. Quench the thirst you've been having for me by lapping up my juices and tasting my sweet pussy. Is this what you missed me so much for? You're drowning yourself with my pussy this time. But tonight, I will be milking the life force from your cock every single drop of it. And that means you will experience my full power while I ride your big, fat, hard cock. So, do not linger at my pussy with your tongue for too much longer. I want to feel your tongue dancing up my hips and stomach. Good boy. Almost to my nipples. Don't forget to take your time there as well, for these are not wasted seconds, but cherished points in time. How you kiss and lick my nipples makes my entire body vibrate. And the electricity that strokes there with every flick of your tongue, with every kiss from your lips. It radiates down deep into my pussy, making it long to be filled up with you. Keep ascending upward, human. My need is growing, and I don't want to drain you while I'm standing. Your hot breath feels so good on my neck. Your kisses show such dedication and love for me. It will be an honor to give you what you want, what you need. After all the passion you have shown me, now back on your knees. I will feel your tongue and lips on my pussy again for the last time while I explain to you what is to come. Well, besides you and I, of course. Good. Now listen to me closely. You will get on the bed when I say, and then I am going to get on top of you and insert your big, hard, throbbing cock deep inside my pussy. And then I'm going to fuck the life out of you. Literally. I will grind your soul energy right out of you with my pussy. You will feel your life force draining from you and into me. You will wait to come, however, and when I come, you will come with me, and not a second before, and not a second after. Do you understand, mortal? Good. This depletion of your life from you and into me will be somewhat painful, but full of so much pleasure too. However, if you disobey me, if you don't come with me when I tell you to, I will make it much more excruciating for you. And I promise that I will forget you ever existed at all if you should disappoint me by not giving me exactly what I want. Do you understand how important this is? How paramount it is to come exactly when I say. Perfect then. Enjoy your last moments with me, my sweet, devoted plaything, for they will be your last ticks in time. I will show you the heavens before your final descent into nothingness. You will live on through me, of course. Your soul energy itself pulsing with mine. But your body will die. That is what you want, is it not? Oh, you sound even more thrilled than when I first asked you if you really wanted to forfeit your life. Enough kissing and licking my pussy. Your mouth truly is worth commenting on in this world. But it is time for the end. get on the bed and lay down. Good. Good boy. Now, I will come to you and mount myself on your fat, hard cock. Are you ready? Don't let me down, my sweet plaything. Doesn't it excite you, knowing you're giving everything you have left to me, everything that matters? You see, as I milk and drain the final bits of your life force out of you and into me. Your body vibrating as you surrender yourself to me. Isn't it just so fucking thrilling? I'm so close to coming. Prepare yourself. Make me proud. Make me remember you. Make yourself unforgettable. Give me all of you. Give me everything you have left to give. Every last drop, my precious, sweet, loving mortal. Now. brought you to the death you so desired and coveted, and in return, you have given me your life. I will not forget you, my sweet, precious mortal. You were worth more than most in this life, and I will cherish your life force as the treasure that it is because of that. All of it pulsing through my veins and my body now, and people dare to say that death can't be beautiful. But I have given you an extraordinary one, haven't I? Your body will remember my name as the bringer of your demise and annihilation. For I am Lilith, and you are forever mine now.